He was a moment of inspiration, a man who took a ride on an amazing contraption that resulted in him just having to learn more, and then him coming home to begin building one himself. We say hello to our listeners on WLDS in Jacksonville, Illinois, who know much about today's American countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In Jacksonville, Illinois, you'll find the Eli Bridge Company. It's a family-owned business that traces its beginnings to a trip one of the founders took to a major event.
William E. Sullivan, he went to Chicago to ride the great Ferris wheel at Chicago World's Fair. He was quite intrigued with how it operated and stuff and was asking him how it worked. And they said, well, if you buy another ticket, we'll take you down and show you that.
As Tim Nolan explains, the tour way back in 1893 was quite inspiring.
He thought about it after he wrote it, and he's like, I really like to build something like this that is smaller but could be moved around from one street fair to another.
So he came home from Chicago and got to work doing just that. Although the wheel in Chicago was very large, the mission here was a bit different.
That was one of the key features he wanted, was portability, to go around to smaller street fairs at these communities here in the Midwest. And basically it went all over the United States and other countries.
For well over a century now, they've been building Ferris wheels in a small factory here. And while some things have changed, much has not.
We pretty well stay with our niche of style and build them from kiddie ride size up to our largest, which is running around 67 feet high with 16 seats.
But there are a couple of unique things about these wheels I've yet to tell you. There are two wheels here in town with quite a story, and that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Jacksonville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.